Red button. Red
The Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph begins with a brisa that discusses various cases of borer. The brisa tells us in a somewhat unclear fashion that borer va'ochel, borer l'meniach, lo yivra v'imbira chayiv chatas, that sometimes reir is mutar l'chatchila, sometimes if you do so, it's an issa daraisa and there is indeed a chayiv chatas. And very unclear from the brisa which case is mutar, which case is chayiv min hator. The Gemara puts forth five different sheets of samuraim simply to try to understand poshuk shat in the brisa. The first difference Ula mentions is the following, that perhaps borer va'ochel, the case which is mutar l'chatchila, is one which is lebo bayom, as long as a person intends to utilize that chefetz during the day of Shabbos itself, that is considered to be mutar l'chatchila. When is it v'imbira chayiv chatas? That's only if you're doing sol l'machar, not al l'tzorach ha-Shabbos, but rather a person is engaged in borer now for use la'achar ha-Shabbos. Immediately Rav Chista asks that how can that be? B'chi mutter lafos lebo b'yom? When it comes to any other of lametes melachos, do you mean to say that if a person does so l'tzorach Shabbos, it is mutter? How can it be that there is in fact a melach of borer, but as long as you intend to utilize the chefetz lebo b'yom, that is in fact mutter l'chatchila? What was the reasoning of Ula? Obviously, Ula does not maintain that this is true when it comes to other malachos. Certainly there's no heter of the Tzara Shabbos, the Bo Bayom. Ula apparently is assuming the following. There is a malach of Borer, no doubt. But in terms of the definition, the Hagdara of this malacha, in discussing Abaye, a little bit later on the Samad Ayin Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara uses the following term, Borer la'otzer. The malach of Borer is a person who will select or sort, right, for the purpose of la'otzer, in order to store. That is the definition of the malacha. If that is true, so therefore Ula argues as follows. Only Breira, which is lachar zman, that is chayiv min ha-Torah. If, however, that is not true, then it is considered to be mutar l'chatchila. What is that cutoff point? What is considered to be bo l'otzer as opposed to not? That's Ula's chiddush of lebo bayom. If it is l'tzarach hayom, that is considered to be mutar. If it's derech Breira, that is baruch l'otzer, that is chayiv min ha-Torah. What are the two halachos? When is it mutter, when is it aser? Very simply, if it is considered to be derech achila, then there's no isra borer, that's mutter l'chatchila. If it is borer la'otzer, that is considered to be derech brera. Where do you see that this is true? That this malacha b'derech achila is mutter as opposed to derech brera, which is aser? So certainly from the following. Let's assume b'shas li'isa mamish. As a person is actually engaged in ma'isa achila, if the ochel is already in his mouth, and it's necessary to spit out to remove some piece of psolus, would anyone argue that that is forbidden? That's a malach of borer. The Ramban points out in our sugi, of course not. If it is considered to be b'shas achila, then everyone agrees that that, of course, is mutar l'chatchila. Lahotzi psolich mitoch piv, that certainly is not considered to be an isra of borer at all. So everyone subscribes to the fact that b'derech achila, certainly this is mutter. The question is simply, where do you draw the line between derech achila as opposed to derech breira? So one extreme example we mentioned is b'shas li'isa. When a person is chewing, certainly there is no iser to take the psolus out of his mouth. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yates, in Siv Tezayin, the Psak Loch of Machaber, quoting the Tshuva Sarash, even a further chiddush. Let's assume, for example, one is faced with mayim sheish bahem tolaim. Let's assume you have water, and there are small insects in the water. That's the Mechaber's case. Good? So the Mechaber writes on Shabbos, mutter lishtos an al yedei mapa. A person certainly can put a cloth adjacent to his mouth and suck the water through the cloth, and that, of course, is considered to be mutter. Why is that true? The Mechaber quotes the Tshuva Sarash. That's not considered to be borer. That's not considered to be act of meshamer. After all, because when do we speak about a malach of borer? That is only b'misakein kodem achila. That's apart from the ma'isa achila. A person will engage, when we discussed the earlier shir, tikkun ochel, for subsequent achila. That is the malach of borer. If it's considered to be b'shas achila mamish, either in the first case, which is obvious, b'shas le'isa, or if it's considered to be in the Rosh's case, which is somewhat more subtle, using some type of filtration as part of ma'isa achila, even that the Mechaber writes cannot be called a malacha of borer. Borer is only when it is not considered to be, as we'll see, kederech achila. And if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, and Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, we discussed this Rabbeinu Chananel earlier. Rabbeinu Chananel refers you to the Gemara in Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. There Rabbeinu Chananel is discussing the Chiddush of Abaye. Why is it that Borer is Mutter if it's La'alter for immediate use? Rabbeinu Chananel quotes the Gemara, a very great Chiddush, Maleches Machsheves Asra Torah. That Gemara was not talking about Borer La'alter. That Gemara that we saw a few weeks ago was discussing other cases. Hamadas Arema, simply making a heap, or the Torah's Konim's case, Hadochas Kalim, just washing. Why is that not considered to be a malach at all? There the Gemara invoked the principle of Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. When we mentioned the Rabbeinu Chananel, we pointed out the following Chiddush, that apparently you see, Malachas Machsheves is not merely relevant in terms of the Derech HaMalacha, but Malachas Machsheves can be utilized also in terms of determining what is and is not a malacha on Shabbos. That's that sugya. And Daf Yud Gimel Beis and Beitza. We're used to thinking Malachas Machsheves is the next detail. No? Given something is or is not a malacha. Once it is a malacha, then a person will only be chayef if he performs the malacha in a certain manner. If there's Malachas Machsheves, Adavra Miskavin, Malacha Tzrich Lagufa, and the like. There the Gemara uses Malachas Machsheves as an indicator of what is or is not a malacha. Like we saw, the Tosa said in Daf Tzarivav that certainly mashkemaim nizraim, watering plants, was found in the Mishkan as well. But if watering plants is not considered to be malachas machsheves, so therefore that is not something that is going to be considered an av malach at all. Sometimes malachas machsheves can be used to determine whether something is or is not a malacha. So Rabbeinu Chananel cites that chiddush of the Gemara and then explains the following: if a person is doing so la'alter behind lav malachas machshevesi, that certainly is not considered malachas machsheves. Why? The lo kamachavim b'malacha ela la'achila bilvad. If a person is doing something la'alter, that is called achila. And achila is not part of Malachas Shabbos. That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chananel writes. So everyone agrees that if something is mamish derech achila, that is not considered to be the malacha of Borer on Shabbos, either b'shas le'isa, or the Chiddush Mechaber based on Shuvah Sarash, even in a case ayyadei mapa b'shabbos, or as Rabbeinu Chananel writes, that's the basis of the heter. All five terutzim you're going to have in the Gemara Amoraim all agree with this position. It's a question in terms of detail. How is it that you distinguish between derech achila as opposed to derech breira? So Ula suggests the following chiddush, that anything which is lebo bayom is called derech achila. If a person intends to utilize it for this day, so how can you call that bor laotzer? When a farmer will go ahead and harvest his crop, right, he has a long-term vision in mind. It's a malacha which is lachar zman. Anything which is done for today's use, that is considered to be heter gomer. That is called derech achila. Right, a mashlama d'avadoma, but we'll see, maybe it's even more than a mashlama. We learn the sugya of malacha anyantiv. The Torah tells us malacha sochon efesh is mutter. So where do you draw the line? What is considered to be malacha sochon efesh, and what in fact is not? The Ran and the Ramban, they argue whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. But the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. There is something which is called Meleches Avoda as opposed to Meleches Hasuda. That's what the Ramban writes, right, in Parshas Emor. Why is it when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah says, Lo Sasa Cho Melacha? Why is it when it comes to Yontif, the Pasuk says, Ko Meleches Avoda Lo Sasu? Only Meleches Avoda is permitted, is forbidden on Yontif. And that distinction that the Ramban assumes is a din d'oraisa is meleches hasuda as opposed to meleches avoda. Where do you draw the line? Tosfos and Beitz and Daf Gimel Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi. Mishas lisha ve'elech. Anything beyond lisha, that's called ochon nefesh. Anything before lisha, harvesting, plowing, planting, that is called meleches avoda. The Ramban writes in Svara, what's the difference? Mishas lisha ve'elech. Just a gzeres hakasuv. So the Ramban writes exactly this point, that normally when a farmer engages in plowing or harvesting or sowing, he is not doing so with the next meal in mind. He's doing so long term. You don't harvest simply for the coming Suda or even for the day's Suda. One does so en masse, that is considered to be meleches avoda. Mashenke, when a person engages in that which is necessary for immediate use, that is considered to be ochel nefesh. That's what the Ramban comments. Ochel nefesh doesn't require la'alter. Ochel nefesh requires lebo vayom. A person will go ahead and cook something on yantiv to use later in the day on yantiv. You don't need literally la'alter. If it's lebo vayom, if it's serach yantiv, that midarais is called ochel nefesh. And if not, that is considered to be meleches avoda. This distinction Ula invokes when it comes to the melach of borer. There's no heter of ochel nefesh on Shabbos, obviously. But if the definition of borer is borer la'otsar, then anything which is lebo v'yom, if the time frame is shortened, that is considered to be derech achila, and that is considered timutr. Even though we reject ula, and we assume that the cutoff point is not bo v'yom, but in principle, the lamdas of ula certainly is true, that there's a marked difference in derech achila as opposed to derech breira. And even Rav Chista that disagrees. Rav Chista says, V'chi mutter lafos lebo b'yom. So Rav Chista gives a further distinction. It depends on shiurim. Borer v'och, Rav Chista says, that's referring to pachos mikashir. When is it that you're chayiv chatos? In birer chayiv chatos is the case of bikashir. What exactly was the intention here of Rav Chista? That pachos mikashir is mutter l'chachila? That's how Rav Yosef understood, no? So Rav Yosef immediately asks, V'chi mutter lafos pachos mikashir? Where do you see that pachos mikashir is mutter l'chachila? And we discussed another yeshiurim at great length. The Gemara does not tell us that chatzi shir is forbidden min HaTorah on Shabbos. The Gemara just tells us you can't interpret the price this way because pachos mikashir is forbidden. But Rashi here writes that it's forbidden min HaTorah because of chatzi shir. We discussed at length that machlokas rishonim. Whether chatzi shir asmin haTorah only applies to machalos asuros, whether it applies to meleches Shabbos and the chiddush, maybe one could distinguish within the shiurim of Shabbos. What the Rambam writes is a difference between a shir hamoil, perhaps as opposed to other shirim, for example, shirim that are halacha moshe misina, that was the chiddush of Kiryas Sefer. It depends on the shiurim. Certain shiurim and Shabbos will argue that chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah. In other cases, that's not true. What did Rav Chista think? That chatzi shir is mutter l'chatchila on Shabbos? How can that be? No? We pointed out it's against the Tosefta. No, the Tosefta in Perek Dalet Beitza writes if a person is kosev osachas, if a person is orik chut echad, the Tosefta says it's a shvus, it's an isur d'rabanan. We had two kashas. Number one is you can't argue with Rashi, it's Nisa Daraisa. The Tosefta is Mefurish, it's only Nisa Darabana. But you also can't argue it's Mutal Chatchila. It's Mefurish in Tanayim that Chatzi Shir is at least Asr Darabanan when it comes to Shabbos. So Tosus already points out that Rav Chista did not mean to say Chatzi Shir is Mutar on Shabbos. What, Rav Chista was against the Tosefta? Of course not. Tosus writes in our Sugi Ramaschal V'chi, V'hametari salkadaitach, depachos mikashir havi derech achila. That's what Tosus writes, no? Don't misinterpret Rav Chista. Rav Chista did not mean to say that there's no Isra of Chatzi Shir on Shabbos. Of course there's an Isra, either Daraisa, Darabana, Machlokas, Rishonim. But can there be an Isra of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Borer? Borer, Chatzi Shir, of course, is Chatzi Malacha. No? Because if the definition of Borer is Borer la'otzer, so if you're talking of pachos mikagrogres, that's borer la'otzar. That certainly is considered to be a chatzi malacha, and therefore Rav Chista was the opinion that borer, that is mutter l'chatchila. If a person will be zoreya or choresh pachos mikashir, that's an act of zriya, that's an act of harisha. But can you argue this is called borer if it's pachos mikashir? Obviously, the person's intent is nothing long-term. The person is interested in here and now. That is called ma'isachil as opposed to derech breira. That's what Tosfos spells out within the chiddush of the shita of Rav Chista. Rav Yosef disagrees. And Rav Yosef comments that no, that shiurim is not the issue of derech achil as opposed to derech breira. Here we're interested in the maisa hamalacha. If the malach is indeed the same, for example, taking psolas mitoch ochel, ochel mitoch psolas, therefore shiurim is not considered to be the determining factor as to whether it's derech achila, whether it's considered to be derech breira. So Rabbi Yosef says the following, the difference is this. When a person will engage in derech achila, maisa achila, that is always beyond. A person does not use a kli derech achila. If something is done al yedei kli, that is an indicator that it's considered to be derech breira, beyond as opposed to kli. This distinction of derech and derech breira will be very relevant in terms of how we define yad in kli when it comes to this chiddush of Rav Yosef. Certain kalim, maybe we'll argue, that's mamish derech achila, that's called yad. Doesn't simply mean is he barehanded or is he utilizing some utensil in any shape or form. The difference is what is considered to be derech achila as opposed to what is considered to be derech breira. And here all of a sudden of Yosef writes three different gradations. If you're dealing with biyad, then it's mutlach achila. If it's a kli which is miyuchad lebreira, then it's forbidden midaraisa. If, however, it is something such as a knon de tamchui, a kli which is eno miyuchad lebreira, that is only an iser dirabanan. Here, of Yosef introduces in the braisa three different levels. This iser daraisa, iser dirabanan, that which is indeed mutter lechatchila. There's an interesting chiddush in the Rambam sheet. Just a couple of ha'aras regarding this distinction of Yosef. When the Rambam quotes his halacha, Perches halacha yedbeis, Milcha Shabbos, the Rambam just simply writes the following, Knon v'tamchui, meaning a person is using a kli, but it's not a kli which is miyuchad lebreira, the Rambam writes potter. The Rambam writes potter. Is that what the Gemara says? The Rambam seems to be saying a much greater chiddush. The Rambam writes, Knon v'tamchui is potter. Eglital is bothered by the following kasha. Eglital is found twice. It's found in the Malach of Boreh, in Simen Aleph, Sifkat and Dalet, and it's also found in the Malach of Merakeh, in Simen Hay, Sifkat and Vav, in the Haggah. If I was writing this, I would not say Knon B'tamchi is Potter. I would have said the following. Look, you're going to finish the Sugya, you're going to find that there are three different conditions for Boreh. Good? L'chora, one should argue this following. If you meet condition A and you meet condition B, but you use Knon V'tamchui, then it's Nisa D'Rabbanan. One would have expected the Rambam to say the following Chiddush. If, for example, it's Ochel Mitoch Psolas, and if it is La'altar as opposed to La'achar Zman, however, instead of Biyad Knon V'tamchui, then it's Nisa D'Rabbanan. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam writes categorically, Knon V'tamchui is Potter. The Mashmos of the Rambam, a very great Chiddush, is the following. The Knon V'tamchui is Potter, even if it is La'achar Zman. Or perhaps even if it's Psolas Mitoch Ochel. The Rambam does not argue that Knon V'tamchui is Potter as long as you met the two other requirements, and the only deficiency is Yad versus Kli. The Rambam writes categorically, Knon V'tamchui is Potter. Interesting Chiddush. The Gleital writes, Poshav Shat, the Rambam is the following. There are cases of Biyad, which is Chayiv Midaraisa, Biyad Lachar Zman, or Biyad Psolas Mitoch Ochel, but if you do it with Knon V'tamchui, that's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Knon V'tamchui is better than Biyad. No? Interesting Chiddush. Poshav Sharna Gemara, what do you mean? The hierarchy is Nafu Kfara Knon V'tamchui and then Yad. But if you're going to categorically say Knon V'tamchui is Potter, it sounds like there are cases where Biyad you are Chayiv, but Knon V'tamchui is Potter. How can that be? Eglital writes the following Chiddush. Maybe it's a different portion, but this is, he thinks, the Chiddush. The Mashmal Sarambam. Biyad can be Derech Breira. Nafu Kfara can be Derech Breira. Knon V'tamchui is always Kila Achar Yad. That's always all Yidei Shinui. Derech Breira is never utilizing a Knon V'tamchui. That's the Chiddush. Eglital suggests the Shitas Rambam. So sometimes Biyad can be called Derech Breira, Biyad which is La'achar Zman. But to use a Kli, which is not a Kli for the purpose of Breira, in such a case, at best that's going to be Kla'achar Yad. That will never be a case of Malachis Machsheves. Even in an instance where a person is being Borer La'achar Zman, or a person is being Borer Psolos Mitoch Ochel. That's the Chiddush that Eglital suggests. The Knon V'tamchui, according to the Rambam Shita, is Kalachar Yad. Kalachar Yad can never be Meleches Machsheves, even if the other requirements are not met. Two horrors in terms of Kli. We'll have to discuss this in great detail when we do the Melech Havar, Halach Lamaisa, but the following. If in terms of Yad as opposed to Kli, the question is whether something is considered to be Derech Achila as opposed to Derech Breira. So Chiddush number one, which relatively is the smaller Chiddush, that certain Kli Suda should be called Derech Achila. Now that's the way that a person would normally eat. This is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Yud Tes in Sivkot and Samach Vav, the concept of Yoda Arichta. Sometimes a person is just using a kli as an extension of one's hand, but that certainly is called derech achila. For purposes of etiquette, or that his hand does not become soiled, a person will use a fork, right? But that simply is considered to be derech achila, borer biyad. This is what the Gros Moshe writes as well in Chelek Aleph of Aruch Chaim and Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. So if something is just yada richta, so that is not considered to be borer the kli, and therefore it's considered biyad, and at times that will be mutter lechatchila. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Rav Neuver quotes for Shlomo Zalman is saying even a greater chiddush. This is found in a few places. In Perek Gimel of Shmir Shabbos, that's the Melach of Borer. In the footnote Kuf Chafei, that's the first place it appears, here Shmir Shabbos writes the following: if the definition of Borer is Borer La'otzer, that means breira, which is la'achar zman. So that means that the definition of kli, when it comes to borer, is a utensil that you will use for the purpose of borer la'achar zman. That's the chiddush which Shlomo Zalman suggests. If it's a kli miyuchad borer, but it's all the tzorech miyadi, but it's for immediate use, that kli is never used la'achar zman. That will not be called a kli for the purpose of borer. In the footnotes, there in Shmir Shabbos, there are three different cases. In Kuf Chafei, here he quotes for Shlomo Zalman is assuming to the following. Let's say you have somewhat of a strainer on the end of a teapot, just as an example. You have a teapot and you're pouring the water out, and there's a little strainer which is at the very end of that, right? Certainly that will serve at times, right, to separate out a liquid from perhaps something which is within the teapot. Can that be called a kli which is miyuchad for the purpose of ora? Shlomo Zalman suggests the chiddush that no, that misanenes, which is b'fi hatiyum, that is considered to be, right, a kli, but a kli which is used for immediate use. That does not have the status of a kli miyuchad for the purpose of borer. Here the malach is borer l'osar. When a person uses a sieve or a sifter, you're not going to sift flour simply for the flour that you're consuming right here and now. You're going to do so in larger quantities. That's a kli which is miyuchad l'breira la'achar zman. If, however, it's a kli which has immediate use, maybe that's called biyad as well. That's even a greater chiddush of yad arichta. In a further footnote, here the Shmir Shabbos discusses there in Perek Gimel and Kuf Ayin Aleph use of a tea bag on Shabbos. We'll have to discuss the Bishul problem, Klisheni Klishlishi. Is that a Borer problem? After all, the purpose of the tea bag itself is to retain the tea leaves and to allow the water to escape. Is that called a Kli Miyuchad for the purpose of Borer? There, he cites as well the possibility, the Schiddush of Shlomo Zalman, that no, that maybe that's not called a kli as well. Because after all, that is not something which is borer la'achar zman. If that is for immediate use, that is something which is called biyad as opposed to kli. And in the footnote Kufayin Tes, here Shmir Shabbos writes another case. What happens, for example, regarding a salt shaker? Let's assume, for example, a person will put rice in the salt shaker in order to absorb some of the moisture. And now you're shaking it out. Isn't the salt shaker a kli, which allows the salt to escape, but anything else that you have inside to be retained? Again, he refers you to this chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, that that's not called a kli miyuchad for borer la'achar zman. Right, that's a very great chiddush. Right, hold off in the meantime, halach lemaisa. These are the three applications now of this chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, that maybe more is necessary. If the definition of the malach is considered to be that which is borer la'otzar, So therefore, the kli has to be a kli for breira la'achar zman, a sieve, a sifter. It can't simply be something that is used for immediate use. Good? But clearly, that distinction of biyad as opposed to kli is again derech achila, right? As opposed to that which is considered to be derech breira. This distinction of derech achila and derech breira is clear in the cases we discussed up until now, whether it's lebo bayom or whether it's shiurim, whether it's kli or biyad. When you come to the fourth answer of the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna, there the distinction is somewhat more subtle. Here Rav Hamnuna says the following. Ocho mitoch psolos as opposed to psolos mitoch ocho. Why is that different? Again, Rav Hamnuna is assuming the same chiddush. If you want to define derech achila is ocho mitoch psolos. No? That's how you normally eat. You reach for that which you are interested in eating. That is called derech achila. If it's psolach mitoch ochel, that's what the farmer does. No? When a farmer harvests his crop, and hopefully he has a lot of grain, and he has a little bit of psoles, he doesn't want to store the psoles, so he will sort out by taking the psoles. Psoles mitoch ochel, that's called derech breira. Mashen came when it comes to ochel mitoch psoles, and that is considered to be derech achila. Good? Tosus is bothered by the following. Derech maskal borer. Tosus cites the Gemara that we learned earlier. We learned the sugya of Hasra. The Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Ches raises the following issue. Mishamer, a person who separates the wine sediment from the wine. Mishamay masrinan be. Mishamer is not an av. Mishamer is a tolda. A tolda of what? Is it a tolda of borer? Or is it a tolda of merake? Machlokas amarayim? That's the explicit Gemara that we saw that tells us that somehow if you're giving Hasra, the Av Malach is relevant. We pointed out the 2 days in Tosus. One possibility in understanding the Gemara is you must be Masra, told of Hashem Av, and that's the crucial question in the Gemara. Mishamai Masrinan Bey. Another possibility in Tosus is no, Mishamai Masrinan Bey, Shehei Chayiv. You have a right to be Masra. A told the b'shem ha'av, but if you do so, you have to make sure to use the correct av, and therefore you have to know whether mishamer is a told of borer or a told of merake. Rabbi is of the opinion that mishamer is a told of borer. Why is that true? Because that's exactly what borer is. Ma darkel shaborer, no tel ochel umaniach hapsolas. When it comes to borer, what do? No-till, sounds like you take the ochel, maniach, you allow the psoles to remain, that's considered tiborer. And that's exactly what you're doing in Mishamer. You are taking the ochel, and the psoles is munach bimkomo. Isn't that against our Gemara? There, the Gemara tells us, Shabbos Tav Kuf Lamed Ches, the following Kiddush, that ochel mitoch psoles is derech breira. Ma darko shoborer, no tel ochel maniach hapsolas. Mamish against Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says that ochel mitoch psolas is very mistaber. That's called derech achila, and psolas mitoch ochel is called derech breira. It's against the Gemara. That's not true. Ma darko shoborer, no tel ochel maniach hapsolas. This is the kasha of our Tosus. So Tosus writes the following great Chiddush. This is critically important. Tosus here says, the answer is this. You have ochel, you have psoles. Which is the robe, which is the meat? Tosus says the following. When it comes to the case of Mishamer, psoles is merubah l'ochel. We're talking about a case where there's a lot of psoles, relatively little ochel. And therefore, what is the derech breira? Taking the ochel. Well, that's the chiddush of our Tosus. If it's psolus merubah la'ochel, what would a farmer do? He has a very bad crop. Good? He harvests his crop, he has a few grains, he has a lot of debris which is mixed in. So what is the farmer going to do? Right, efficiency. No? He is going to take out, right, the miut. So if there is a lot of psoles and there's a little bit of ochel, the farmer is going to remove the ochel. Removal of ochel is derech breira. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in Shabbos of Kuf Lamaches, Madar kol shaborer, no tel ochel umaniach hapsoles, and therefore, this is awesome. Wow. Right? Psoles removal ochel, it's an issa deraisa to remove ochel. Because that's derech breira. That's the shita of Tosfos in our Sinya. See, why is that so important? Is that so obvious? Well, Tosfos is absolutely true. That's what the farmer would do. If you have a taruva, so psoles merba ochel, the derech breira is to remove the ochel. The farmer's then just an extra work. Why should he remove thousands of pieces of psoles if he can remove, right, the relatively small amount of ochel? What's the kasha, though? True, this is called derech breira, but isn't this also derech achila? And if you had psoles merba ochel, what would you do? You're not the farmer, you're eating. Psoles merba ochel. Good, so you put your popcorn in the microwave and most of the kernels don't pop. Good, psoles merba ochel. So you're also going to take the ochel. The chiddush of this case of psoles merba ochel is here, the derech breira and derech achila are the same. That's the chiddush. Both the derech achila and derech breira are identical. Take ochel. But that's the incredible machlokas Rishonim. So therefore what? Is that mutter? Is that asr midaraisa? No? What's the starting point? Is it that the derech breira is oseres? And anything which is not derech breira is not a malacha? Or no, derech achil is materes. And whatever is derech achil is mutter. Normally speaking, these concepts are at odds. The derech breira and derech achil will be opposites. But in Tosfos' case, psoles merba ochel, now the derech achil and derech breira coincides, and now you have a difficulty. Is this heter gamor or is this an issa daraisa? One could argue very simply, look, the melach of borer is bor lotzer, derech breira. You have to avoid derech breira. There's no heter of derech achila. You have to avoid the derech breira. That's what our Tosfos assumes. If something is both derech breira and derech achila, of course it's forbidden midaraisa. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. Right? Derech achila is permitted. As we began, derech achila Rabbi Nachanan writes, it's not meleches masheves. Derech achila b'shas li'isa? That's categorically mutter. Even if you're taking solace. Derech achila is matir. Irrespective, but this is also derech breira. Our Tosfos assumes when something is derech achila and derech breira, it's forbidden midaraisa. And that's the sugya and daf kuf lamed ches. Tosfos and Beitz and daf yidalad mabez has an additional teretz. The second teretz of Tosfos and Beitz is our Tosfos. Psoles merba ochel. The first teretz of Tosfos, Beitz and daf yidalad mabez, disagrees and explains the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Ches in a very different way. Here the Mishnah discusses the machlokes in Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding borer and yantif. Haborer kitnius v'yantif. What do you do? Beis Shammai omrim borer ochel v'ochel. What is Beis Shammai's chiddush? Borer is forbidden on Shabbos. Borer is forbidden on yantif. You must meet the conditions of achila, even on yantif itself. So, for example, ochel mitov psoles. Beis Shammai is of the opinion ochel mitov psoles is vital when it comes to yantif as well. Ubeis Silvam, that's not true. Borer kedarko. Borer kedarko. Whatever you would normally do during the week, that's what you do on yantif. With the exception of nafu kvara, don't use a kli which is miyuchad lakach. But in terms of the derech breira, borer is called melachas ochel nefesh. So therefore, the same way you would separate during the week, that's what you would do on Shabbos. During the week, you would do that which is most efficient. Use that which is most efficient, even on yantif as well. Interesting chiddush. Now, Beis Shammai says you have to meet all the requirements of Borer, even a Yantif. And Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, that's not true. That just as you would do during the week, right, that's what you do even on Yantif as well. The Borer Kidarko. We'll have to see why that's true. What exactly is the reasoning now of Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel just assumes Borer is considered to be Meleches Olcho Nefesh. Possibly. We'll just have to discuss that. No? I mentioned a few minutes ago that Yerushalmi, you know, the Tosas and Beis Hillel have Gimel and Aleph. Where do you cut off Olcho Nefesh, not Olcho Nefesh? It's not Lisha Ve'elech. Right? That's not so simple because in our Mishnah, Borer is Kodom Lisha. No? Kodom Lisha. Does one really argue that Borer is considered Meleches Olcho Nefesh and Yantiv? But that's the Chiddush of Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Shammai says that no. A Borer Kitnios is Borer Ochel. So Tosas raised the same kasha. Beis Shammai assumes that there is a Melacha Borer. And therefore, you have to avoid Borer. Right? Namely, take the Ochel. So Tosas raises the same kasha as our Tosas, the Sugyan of Kuflam Ches. But taking Ochel is avoiding Borer. What do you mean? Rabbi says, Kuflam Ches, Ma Darkel Sho Borer. No tell Ochlam and Yach Hapsalis. Same kash as ours. No? How can the Mishnah say, right, that no tell Ochel is considered to be the Derech Heter? The Gemara says that's called Derech Breira. Teimad, Mesech Shabbos, Kama Madarko Shoborer, no tell Ha Ochel Umeniya Chapsalis. And Vahacha Mashma, our Gemara seems to assume, no, that's not true. That's not called Derech Breira at all. That's Tosas's kash. The second Eretz HaTosas is Psalas Merubah L'Ochel. Here, the first Eretz HaTosas is the following, V'yishlomar D'Hachi Perusha. No tell HaOchel La'atzmo U'maniach HaPsoles Pirish Yizrok Oso. U'mikomakom Psalas Mitoch Ochel Havi Brer. What does that mean? No tell Ochel La'atzmo U'maniach hapsoles pirish yizrok oso. That's what the Gemara means in Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Ches. Well, interesting chiddush. No tel ochel le'atzma. What does that mean? Utilize the ochel. No tel ochel atzma. You retain the ochel. And maniach hapsoles means you don't use the psoles, you discard the psoles. That's how Tosas interprets the line of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it says you take the ochel and you leave the psoles. No, it means that you leave the psoles in the sense that you don't intend to use it. So what do? Pirish yizrok oso, discard it, throw it out. And what does it mean that no tel ochel, no tel atzmo? You utilize the ochel. In other words, if you interpret the phrase of the Gemara that way, no tochatzmo means that you retain the ochel. Umaniach hapsolis means and you discard the psolis. So what are you doing? You're taking the psolis and you're leaving the ochel. That's derech breira. That's how Tosas interprets the Gemara. No, don't interpret the Gemara in terms of the maisa breira. No tel ochel, take the ochel. The Gemara is just telling you in concept. No, what is the goal of breira? The goal of Breira is to utilize the Ochel and to discard the Psoles. That is the Meleches Machsheves of Borer. In other words, Psoles, Mitoch Ochel. That's what Tosas writes. And Tosas plays down that Gemara entirely. The Gemara doesn't mean, and of Kuf Lamed Ches, what maybe at first glance it sounds like, it doesn't mean that the Derech Breira is to take the Ochel. It means one who is interested in utilizing the ochel and therefore discards the psoles. You discard it, you pick it up and you throw it out. That's psoles, mitoch ochel. That's the chiddush. Tosas writes. So again, our Tosas assumes that that in fact is not the case. That sometimes ochel mitoch psoles is considered to be derech breira. These two ways of understanding the Gemara are critically important then. In a case of psoles merubah l'ochel, what does one do in that fashion? According to our Tosas, you're finished. Now, even taking the ochel is considered to be derech breira, and that will be forbidden midaraisa. As an example, this is the psak halacha of Chayadam. Chayadam writes in Klal Tezvav, in Simon Aleph Beis and Gimel, The Chayyim elaborates on it in the Nishmas Adam, that one should be choshesh for the view of Tosus in Ar Sugya, that if you have a taruvos of soles meruba al ochel, you're finished. No? There is no way you can separate the two. Because derech achila is also going to be derech breira, and therefore that's forbidden min hatara. That's not how it's presented in other Rishonim. The Ram doesn't mention this chiddush, and Shin Yates and Shulchan Aruch, you don't find this chiddush. This is what the Halacha points out in Divrei Maskil HaBorer, that we assume the Halacha that even if it's psolis meruba l'ochel, you can still take the ochel because that's called derech achila, and derech achila is matir. It's not that you must avoid, right, derech breira. Derech achila, as Rabbi Nachmanana writes, is not meleches machsheves, and therefore that is considered timutter. This ha'ara is also found in the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, right, in the Melach of Borin Sifkot Nidalev. The Tosus in Beitz and Daf Yadam Beitz even goes a step further. Tosus writes the following chiddush. The second Teretz Tosus, Psolas Meruba L'Ochel. Even taking the Ochel is forbidden, because that's called Derech Breira. So therefore that is forbidden. And therefore Tosus goes a step further and says, Afilu B'Tiltel Yeyasa. You can't even move the Taruvos. This Taruvos cannot be utilized. If you have psolos such as meruba l'ochel, Tosus writes the chiddush that batal miyuta lagave rubo, the miyuta of ochel is batal as far as the robe is concerned, v'havi kekula psolos, and therefore the whole cheftz will become mukutza. Interesting chiddush. It's also because of borer, and now the whole cheftz becomes mukutza. It's also betiltul. This Pashup Shah is against the Chiddush of Tosus later, the Kuf Mem Beis and Beis, the Ramaschal Sha'ochel. Also, that's what the Gemara mentions, this concept of Borer of the Mitol Psolas. Tosus quotes the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's Psolas Meruba Al HaOchel, there's no Bittel at all. Because Bittel means that B is considered to be secondary, as opposed to A. No? So very often that will be determined by a concept of rov and miut. If you have a vast majority of A and a little bit of B, you can say B becomes batel. But if A is psoles, and B is that which is more chashuv, can you argue that the ochel becomes batel lagabe hapsoles? Tosus quotes in Avkuf Mem Beis Mem Beis, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's psoles which is mrubal ochel, so lo batel psoles lagabe ochel. What do you mean? The ochel far outweighs, right, the psolas. Even if in terms of quantity, it is less significant. But the Tosus argues in Beit Yisrael Kedalit, number one is that there's an iser bor even to access the ochel, and the whole cheftz in fact becomes muktzah. There's an interesting comment that Rabbi Kiveger has. On this mission in Beit Yisrael, and Daf Yadal Mabez, at the Tosus Rabbi Kiveger in Beitza Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, if you have such a taruvos, so Beis Shammai says, whatever you do on Shabbos, you do on Yom Tov, so you take the ochel. And what does Beis Hillel say? No, baruch kedarko. Whatever you normally do b'chol, that's what you should do on Yom Tov. Whatever is more efficient. So if it is more efficient to take the psolas, take the psolas. Boris melech hasof hanefesh. So we're interested in avoiding a tirchi yaseir. So efficiency will be the determining factor. That's what Beis Hillel says. Rabbi Kiveger raises another issue, also important. No? So let's assume that's true. Let's say I have a case where there's a lot of ochel, a little bit of psolas. The most efficient way of sorting this out is just taking out the psolas. No, you want to serve this dish. You don't want the psoas to be there. So you remove the psoas. Good? So the psoas is fine. Remove the psoas. What is the psoas? What is psoas? We happened to mention last year, at the opening of this braisa, daf ayin daled, you can have bora when it comes to shnei mini ochel. Right? That's one case of bora, where both items are fully ra'i l'achila, but preference will be koveya. We discussed the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether preference labels it as psoles or whether no, it's shnei minim, good. But psoles also means real psoles. Now the normal case. Now you have grains and there are a few tzuros, pebbles that are mixed in, real psoles. So Rabbi Kibbeger raised the following issue. Beishamai says you take the ochel, you have to avoid the bora problem. Good Beisilas says there's no bora problem. Because boros melechas ochan efesh, do that which is most efficient, ochem rule of psoles, take out the psoles. Isn't the psoles muktzah? Take out the psoles. We're going to take out the psoles. You're interested in grains, and mixed into the grain there are some pebbles, so take out the pebbles. Pebbles is real muktzah. How can that be? So Rabbi Kibbeger points out, he thinks that this Mishnah is a Raya Mulchachas to what Tosus writes in Beitz and Avchesim and Aleph, that Tilto Mukta is Mutta the Tzarech Ochon Nefesh. That's a Chiddush that Tosus tries to prove. Tilto Mukta is Mutta the Tzarech Ochon Nefesh. It's a Tosus in Beitz and Avches, Chesim and Aleph, it's a Tosus in Beitz and Avchof, Chesim and Beis, the Tosas in the third place in the Beit Zadav Lamed Aleph from the Beis. Three places in the Masech, the Tosas says, Tilto Muktas Mutta the Tzarech Ochon Nefesh. Rabbi Kibbeger thinks, before Shemishnah. No, Beis Hillel says, take Psoles. No. There are two Chedushim. Number one is there's no Borer problem. Number two is there's no Mukta problem in taking Psoles. Psoles usually means real junk. Right? Not just simply, right, our case of Psoles of Hayi Lefan of Shnei Mini Ochlin. How is that mutter? Because Tilta Mukta is mutter, the Tzarech Ochon Nefesh. See, that's a Chiddush. Let's say the first mission of Sechus Beitza. Beitza Shnol Leviyantiv. A hen lays an egg. Right? One of the reasons it's also is a Mukta. Ayel Tamudi Mukta. Ochon Nefesh. I want to eat it. Obviously, there's no heter of Mukta when it comes to Ochon Nefesh. What's the answer, though? There are different degrees of Mukta. No? There's Achilas Mukta. There's Nisrali Hishtamish Bo Mukta. There's a third iser, tilto muktza, tilto muktza. That's the chiddush atosis. You can't consume muktza l'tzarech ochon nefesh. But tilto muktza is mutta l'tzarech ochon nefesh. Why is that true? You know, Tosis writes in Beitz and Daf Yud Beis that tilto muktza is asim yishim hotza. That's poshim shat, no? That's the raivin, perach of dalef of Shabbos. The Rambam writes, why is Muktza Asr? The Rambam gives you a whole philosophy. No? The Rambam writes, look, the Torah wants you to preserve the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. It's not enough just to avoid doing Malacha, and you're going to handle anything that you want on Shabbos. The Rambam writes, if you're going to handle anything on Shabbos, Ubitel Hatam HaKosu B'Tor L'man Yanuach, you're defeating the whole purpose of Shabbos. So you'll sit home and you'll count all your money on Shabbos. That's Shmira Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, the Chami instituted Mukta to safeguard the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, that Shabbos should be a day of Shvisa Hani Keres. And the Ravid is Masig. Where did the Rambam get this from? Very simply, Tilta Mukta is a Gzeira Drabbanam Yishim Hotza. If you're going to handle things that you don't need, you may end up carrying it. If Tilta is a Mukta Litzarech, you'll use it, you'll put it down. If you're going to be in the habit of handling things on Shabbos that you don't need at all, you're going to end up carrying. And therefore, the shita of the Ravid is that Tilta Mukta is a Gzer Mishim Hotza. And the Ram develops this all fancy Chiddush, Visa Hani Keres, Laman Yanuach. Hoshab Shad, like the Ravid writes. That's the Sugin Beis and Afyan Beis. Rashi, Tulsus, a Gzer Mishim Hotza. It's a very mistaber. Hotza is Mutta the Tzarech Ochon Nefesh, no? That's the sugyim, based enough your bays. Hotza is mutta l'tzarech ochon nefesh. So the gzeir of mukta, up to hotza, tilta mukta is going to be us l'tzarech ochon nefesh. So So Tzoltzol Moktzeh is mutter, that's Tzorach HaKhan HaFish. Tosfos writes in Beitz and Avches, you cook a dish on Yantif. So especially in earlier times, when they would cook on Yantif, now the oven was filthy. It was full of ash. Ash is absolute Moktzeh. Tosfos says that's real Nola. Ash that was created on Yantif. So Tosa says that how do you clean out your oven on Yantif? Lasos hapashtida. How do you cook? How do you clean out your oven? The answer is you can clean out your oven because Tilta Mukta is mutla, Sarah Khokanafesh. Rabbi Kivega writes, this is what you see from the Mishnah of Barer. Because in order to allow for Basil that you can move psoles, so therefore, it's a double chiddush that it's not a malach of borer and it's not a problem of tilta mukta, because tilta mukta is mutta, that's aruch of an efesh. On Shabbos, it would be a twofold problem. It would be a malacha, right, of borer to remove psoles, and also be a problem of tilta mukta. But this is a fundamental machlokas rishonim. Psoles, merubala ochel. According to our Tosus, ochel is derech brera, that's it, you're finished. Even though the Derech Breira and the Derech Chotzah, the Derech Achila, go hand in hand. However, the Poshub Shat and Shulchan Aruch, that Ocha Mitov Tzilis is Mutter, and the Mechaber does not qualify at all, Poshub Shat, like the Tosos and Beis Adaf Yadad and Beis, the Derech Achila is Mutter, even if it also happens to be Derech Breira. That's a very important Kiddush. The Derech Achila can Mutter, even if it's also derech hamalacha.
According to what the question over here, so what's your option? You can't take the
psoles. Right. The whole thing is no good. You
can't take the psoles, you can't take the psoles.
Right. Can't take the psoles, can't take, it has to be derech achila, which is not derech breira, and therefore one cannot utilize such a taruvos. Psoles mitochochi can't utilize, and Tosus says the whole taruvos is muktzah. That's Tosus is chiddush. Can't be utilized. Because there's no derech achila to remove the psoles, and taking ochel is called derech breira. Tosa says the derech achila is only relevant if it's shalok derech breira. And we assume the halacha, like the Tosa and Beitz and Daf Yudala, that no, derech achila is matir, even if it's also derech breira. See, this is very relevant for another issue. We're going to see the different requirements. The borer, let's say Abayi is finished, no? La'alter is mutter. This chiddush of Abayi, that la'alter is mutter, can this possibly be applied to other malachos as well? Or is this only true when it comes to borer? That's a machlokas rishonim as well. The Ran on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, here Daf Yerif. The Ramaschal Amra Papa. Right, the next malach that we'll see, the malach of Tochin, Haman de Purim Silka, the top of Ayin Dalma Beis. The Ran quotes a Tshuva Sarashpa, very great Kiddush, that just as La Alter is Mutter when it comes to Borer, La Alter is Mutter when it comes to Tochin. Tshuva Sarashpa writes, it was a common practice, you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. So what they would do is they would take the bread, right, and the farer psisei lechem atarnagolim. They would crumble it up in order to give to the animals. Why isn't that a problem of tochin? You're crumbling up your bread, certainly. That looks like tchina. The pieces are dak-dak, they're small particles. So the Rashba writes, yes, that's tochin. But tochin is mutter l'alter. Well, that's the chiddush. We're machmer for the sheet of the Rashba. That whenever we allow tochin for other reasons, we're going to insist that you do it la'alter. Because of the Rashba sheet, that la'alter is mutter when it comes to tochin. And that's where the Ran disagrees and says, no, that's not true. There's no heter of la'alter when it comes to tochin. The reason that's mutter lefarab sisi lech matarna golem is because ein tchina achar tchina. That bread was already ground. It was ground into flour. And therefore, ein tchina achar tchina. We had discussed that earlier as well. Why that's true? Why is it that ein tochin achar tochin? Why is that true? So the Shilti HaGiborim, right here in Daphne, Vezan Laf and Dapirif, and Asugi, Osgimel. Right? Vitimihani. When it comes to Tochein, why is the altar Lachar Zman relevant? What, you mean to say there's a heter of the altar when it comes to Melechet Shabbos? Of course not. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'al Tishiv Einimi Breira. And don't ask me about Borer, because what do you mean? If it's La'altar, by definition it is not called Borer. Because the definition of Borer is Borer La'otzer. If something is La'altar, it is not called Borer La'otzer. There's no heter of Derech Achila. If something is Derech Achila, it's not Derech Breira. The definition of Malach is Borer La'otzer. So it's interesting in Kiddush that the Rashba was willing to assume that there's a heter of la'altar. When it comes to certain malachos, the Rashba will admit it doesn't apply to all malachos. When it comes to a number of malachos, there's a heter of derech achila. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, what do you mean? Derech achila is not derech breira. But la'altar is relevant when it comes to tochein. Of course the chefetz is nitzchan. Why is that mutter? See, in a sense, not fully, but in a sense, this can relate to our issue of solus merub al ochel, just in the following. Is it that you must avoid the derech breira? And something which is la'altar is not called derech breira? Or could you argue now that that's not true at all? Even if it is derech breira, even if this is called derech hamalacha, in psolas merub al ochel, this is exactly what the farmer would do. Psolas merub al ochel, but derech achilas matir. Even if it happens to also be derech breira, the Rashba will argue, you're right, it's tochein. But just as in borer la altar is mutter, even if it is derech breira, because derech achilas is matir. The Rashba writes the same thing could possibly apply to Tochein. Good, it's Derech Tchina, you're right, but Derech Achila is Matir. If you understand that Derech Achila is not Matir, it just means that Derech Achila is not Derech Breira. And if indeed it would be the case that the Derech Achila and Derech Breira coincide, then it is Aser, is Artosis. Then of course, the focus is to avoid the Derech Breira. That's it. That's what all these considerations do. But it wouldn't extend to anything else at all. This chiddush, the possibility in our Tosfos that if something is derech breira and derech achila, it's aser. This is what the Eglei Tal discusses, just simply in understanding Poshub Shat in the case in the bottom of our Amud. Haborer turmusin mitoch hapsoles. Very difficult. What is that case? The Gemara says the name of Chizki the following. Haburur tarmusim mitoch hapsalis. You have tarmusim, right? The type of vegetable that is very hard. It requires significant processing. And Rashi points out it has to be boiled many different times in order to be able to utilize its ochel. So if a person is borer the tarmusim mitoch psoles, that sounds like taking the ochel mitoch hapsoles. You're chayiv. How can that be? No? Ochel mitoch psoles is chayiv. Ochel mitoch psoles is derech achil. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers with the following. The shani tarmus in this case is much different because after all, the shalki leshiva zimne. Because that you have to boil, you have to cook 7 different times. And v'ilo, our gears in the Gemara, v'ilo shaklile, what does that mean? And if you don't take it out, if you don't remove it, misrach, it will spoil. And therefore, kipsolas mitohochol. I mean, that's our gears in the Gemara. So tarmusin is the type of thing that has to be prepared in a very significant, cumbersome way. And v'ilo shaklile, and if you don't remove the tarmusin, misrach, it'll spoil. And therefore, it's kipsolas mitoch alchodami. does that mean? What does that mean? It'll spoil, and therefore is considered to be kapsolas mitochocho dami. So Rashi has two different pirushim, two different girsos in the Gemara. The first girsa Rashi has is our girsa. No? Ilo shakli lei. If you don't remove it, then misrachit will spoil. So therefore it's kapsolas mitochocho. Very difficult, no? What exactly does that mean? If you don't remove it, it will spoil. Since it will spoil, we'll view it right now as psolas. Right now, it's in decent shape. But if you don't remove it, it's going to deteriorate, it's going to decay, so therefore it's considered to be like psolas. So how is that kipsolas mitochol chadami? So Rashi says, but still, on the other hand, Rashi writes, it's also considered to be ochel. So machmirin alei, therefore we're machmir on both ends. We treat it as psolas mitoch ochel. On the one hand, it's ochel in the sense that this is the preferred part of the tarmusim. On the other hand, if you let it sit there, it's going to decay. So therefore, removal, right, is considered to be kapsolas mitoch ochel dami. That's what Rashi writes. That's Rashi's first girsa. Rashi says perhaps the preferred gears is the following. Not the ilo shaklile, if you don't remove it, it will spoil, but rather the ilo shalkile, if you don't boil it. Shakle means to take, shalki means to boil. Rashi's other gears says the ilo shalki, if you don't boil it up, if you don't continue to boil it further, misrach. In other words, what is good now will spoil if it is not cooked further. Right now, it's true. Right? This is ochel. But you know what's going to happen? It's going to start to decay unless it is boiled additionally. So that's considered to be kapsolas mitoch ochel. Also difficult, no? But take a look at the Gleital. The Gleital is found in Borer, in Osir Dalid, and Sifkot and Dalid. He quotes Rashi, refers you to the Rishonim. The Gleital writes in his sharp style, Vakulam Kashem Beinei Keturmas. Right? He thinks that all these Pshatim are very difficult. And it's as hard as a Turmas. And he answers with the following Chiddush. No, Turmas is exactly our case. That's exactly our case. The ilo shaklile, if you don't remove it, our gears in the Gemara misrach, it'll spoil. Why is that a borer problem? You have something which is good. If you just leave it there, it's going to spoil. So therefore, taking it out is borer. See, now Gagleitao writes. He doesn't give you the whole hekif. He just writes very simply. What is the derech achima in Tarmusin? Take the ochel. No? Take the ochel, that's derech achila. Let me ask you, what's the derech breira? You're a farmer, good? And you have all these tarmusim, and you're cooking up this tarmusim, right, en masse, right? What would you normally do? Now, normally speaking, a farmer would take out psolas, but here, when it comes to tarmusim, ilo shakli, if you don't quickly take out the ochel, misrach, the ochel is going to spoil. So even the farmer who prepares these tarmusin is going to take the ochel mitoch hapsolas. That's what you have to do when it comes to tarmusin. Normally, you'll take out the psolas. Here, ilo shakile misrach. If you don't take out the ochel, if you leave it all in the pot, it's all going to spoil. So therefore, the derech breira and the derech achila are identical. The derech breira and the derech achila are all ochel mitoch psolas. It's poshup shan the Gemara, no? V'ilo shaklilei misrach. Right? If you don't remove the ochel, it will spoil. That means everyone has to remove the ochel. And therefore, kipsolas mitoch ochel dami. What does it mean, kipsolas mitoch ochel? What's the ochel? What's the psolas? The answer is this is called derech breira. No? This possibility, lechor, will only work if you interpret as artosus. No? Our Tosus who assumes that if something is derech breira and derech achila, it's forbidden min haTorah. There's no heter of derech achila. You have to avoid the derech breira. In Tarmusin, right, the derech breira is ochlim tov psoles. Tarmusin is exactly the same as psoles merubal ochel, where derech achila is forbidden min haTorah because it's also derech breira. Again, to interpret the Gemara this way, Pashur Pshat, you have to assume it's this Chiddush in Tosfos. Against what we call the Stima Saposkin. Now that, so is Merubal Ochel, taking the Ochel is forbidden min haTorah. But that's like the Gital writes. If you assume the Shita, the Gital doesn't mention the whole Arichus of Tosfos, Natosfos, and Beitzah. But maybe Tarmusin is exactly that case. No? That Ochel mitol Psolos, which is Derech Breira. Enochinami, that's something which is considered to be right, absolutely awesome. Right. Take a look at the Chiddush then of Abayin, the Chiddush of La'alter. What is the definition of La'alter? We'll have to see. Take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban already introduced us right, to the case where something is considered to be Maisa Achila. And then take a look at Tosus, Narash, the Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, and so on. Right? What now do you do the Maskana? So you have five different Terutzim in the Gemara. Right, so which are accepted by the Gemara, which indeed are rejected by the Gemara. Read through the Rashis very carefully. Right, maybe there's an indication from Rashi that we don't require a combination of all three factors right, of Rabbeinu Chananel. And then we'll have to discuss what the Gemara says, Shadda Kamayu, a very great Kiddush. The Gemara mentions the possibility of breaking the Teruvos. I mentioned in the last year. Right, if that's done, can that avoid potential problems of Borin? Okay. No.